Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norel. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Trista Schultz, and I am a volunteer with the Imagination Library of Wood Buffalo. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, I have two beautiful girls, 8 and 5. So that's how I got into the program, because my children were signed up for the program.
Right.
And being a stay-at-home mom, I wanted to help out in the community somehow, so this was the perfect opportunity for me to get involved with the program. And now my youngest actually just graduated from the program in March, but I obviously am passionate and love the program, so yeah. Here I am, just going to keep going with it.
There you go. It's a great program, and that's why I wanted to get involved. My little guy, Keegan, he was getting the books as well,
right.
And it was awesome. He looked forward to, like, getting a little package that said his name in the mail,
yes.
And opening it and then seeing the book, and it was very tactile in regards to he was able to, like, physically touch something and flip through, which,
right.
Like, so many things are on, like, tablets and phones and things like that now, so. It was like a real nice, like, memory. And it was like he was getting a present,
totally.
On a regular basis. Yeah. And he's like, man, people keep sending me presents. This is awesome.
Yeah, they still love getting mail.
That's
sure,
right.
Because it's exciting.
Who doesn't like getting mail?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even like getting junk mail. I'm not going to lie.
Of course,
like,
you do.
I like the flyers. I'm like, what's the I buy none of anything, but I'm just like, yeah, what's new and exciting in the world of, like, the market? So.
That's right.
So with your daughters in it for 2 years, did you get repeat books? Or was it new books all the time?
Well, they are like 3 years apart,
okay.
So they didn't get very many repeat books.
That's
like
awesome.
The first book is always the same, the little engine that could.
That's right.
And then the last book. But
yeah.
Other than that, yeah, no, we didn't get any repeats.
That's phenomenal.
Now I know that some kids, like if they're really close in age, like the 18 months or
right.
Like 2 years, that they sometimes will, and some parents will choose to just sign them up together, like just put both names on one sign up.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, we didn't. But
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's really good information to know, and that's why I wanted to ask the question. Was like, that means like there's new books, and then your younger or the elder child could get back involved and read some of the like new books to the younger child as well. If
that's
it's
right.
Like a reoccurring thing, that's awesome. Yeah, there's so many. I couldn't believe it, because I've known lots of parents who've done it, and I've asked them that question a few times too, and that's the ongoing. Once I get, like, all new books every time.
Yeah, it's, and the quality of books is phenomenal. Like,
mm-hmm.
Every time, because we'll have some books that get returned from Canada Post if they didn't get delivered or whatever.
That's right.
So now I still get to see what books are going out and
yeah.
Stuff. And
yeah.
I'm almost like, oh, we didn't get this one.
That's right,
you know?
That's right.
And there's some really great books.
Yeah, it's so funny as a parent. Like, you have a child and you do all these childish things with them. Maybe, like, watch television shows like Paw Patrol or PJ Masks, or you get these books that are very childish and very like easy to read, but
speak for yourself.
That's right. But you get as addicted to doing it as your child. It's something you
yeah.
Look forward to as a parent as well.
Oh yeah, like they would get excited when it came in the mail, but I was just as excited. Like if I got the mail, I would be coming in the house being like, Allie, you got your book.
That's right.
You
that's
know?
Exactly
yeah.
It. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
I moved to Fort McMurray in 2009.
Okay, so you've been
yeah.
Here for a while.
Yeah.
And where did you move from?
Stoney Plain. So I was born and raised west of Edmonton.
Right. I was just going to say, that's in Alberta, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents have a farm down there. And then my husband is we're engaged, whatever you call it. It's been, like, so long.
Yeah, just call me husband.
Yeah,
it's
my husband
yeah.
Is from Newfoundland.
Yeah.
And he came down for a concert in Stony Plain. And then that's where I met him. And then we did the commuting thing for a while, but that was old.
What concert?
Kind of like Metallica. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he came down and then we met and yeah, then I moved moved up here, and I love it. Like, everyone was like, you're moving to Fort McMurray? Because, you know, from Alberta.
That's right.
People are like, you're going to Fort McMurray? And now, I actually just went home a few months ago and was visiting a friend, and she's like, yeah, you're not coming back, are you? And I was like, no, Fort McMurray's home, yeah. But people don't always get it, right? Like,
no.
People who haven't been here.
That's right. Until you come here, you don't get it. Unfortunately, we do a horrible job at promoting ourselves and, like, the beauty that's here. Hence the Maxine Morning Show. That's one of the largest components on why myself and Tanner started to do this.
Oh, awesome.
Is so that, like, globally, people can see positive messaging about Fort McMurray. Not that we have oil sands or we kill ducks or that there's drugs or
right.
whatever. Like, the thought process of the show is to normalize Fort McMurray, to say it's just like your community, just like all those other problems happen in your community as well.
Yeah.
It's just like your community. You have moms, business owners, not-for-profits. It's all here. So the thought process is to bury the internet with positive messaging about Fort McMurray.
Amazing.
Yeah, because, yeah, people don't get it.
No.
And yeah. I used to, when people used to fly in, I used to give them tours about Fort McMurray when I was trying to recruit people.
Yeah.
And as soon as they come down Beacon Hill, they're just like, where the hell am I? This is beautiful. I'm like, yeah, it's Fort McMurray. Yeah. And then you take them to Mack Island, you take them to Vista Ridge, you take them to Keno College.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Game over.
Yeah. And so even the Imagination Library, like, it was only in Fort McMurray, like in Alberta, for the longest time. We were the only ones that had it. And now it's starting to spread out in the other communities. But
that's right.
For the longest time. And people would move away.
Yeah.
Like, can you change my address to Edmonton Shore Park?
Yeah.
Sorry. But
we're
only funded for Wood Buffalo, but even
that's
it
right.
wasn't even offered.
That's
there,
right.
And they're like, what? Because you just take for granted.
That's right. That's
things.
Exactly it. For your children, Fort McMurray is a great community to grow up in. The opportunity is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It really is. From work opportunity, travel opportunity. You can't go to all of the events for your children on a weekend if you tried.
It's true, yeah.
And they're free.
Yeah.
So we're going down to Edmonton in a few days, Edmonton, Calgary in a few days. And so we're there visiting my family and EK's family. And so we're there for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like off and on. And we're looking for things to do in Edmonton and Calgary. And it's extremely challenging to find things like that are free or that are engaging or that you don't have to drive a million miles to get to.
Yeah.
And in Fort McMurray, it's literally like, okay, there's five things this weekend. We can make it to maybe 2-3 if we're, like, lucky.
Right.
Which ones are we going to?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable for
yeah.
children. Yeah.
It's wicked, yeah.
So Metallica, is that the type of music that you are into currently still?
I didn't go to the concert. Like,
oh.
I actually met Matt Boston Pizza before the
concert. I love this story. I'm so happy I asked. Okay.
But his third cousin, he hadn't talked to her in years, but Facebook.
Yeah.
They had more friends on Facebook, so he was going to study playing. He knew she lived there. So then he just had sent her a quick message like, hey, me and some of my friends are going out. You should meet us. So she actually went on a date, funny story, and the date wasn't going well, so she bailed.
Right.
And then she called me and said, my cousin wants to meet at Boston Pizza. Like, would it be bad? Because she just bailed on this date. And then I'm going to go. I was like, no, he's not going to know. Like, just go, whatever, right?
That's right.
She's like, okay, maybe not come with me. And I was like, no, like, I'm done for the night, like, I'm good, this and then. Finally, she talked me into it, and I was like, okay, I'll come for one drink, blah, 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 right, and then.
Great.
Yeah, it was just the whole night, and then we just hit it off, and that was
that's
it.
Awesome.
So, him and his buddies went to the concert the next night, and we actually went and picked them up.
Right.
After, because they would be, like, couldn't drive and stuff, and so then we picked them up, and then he came back to Fort Mac, and then ended up coming down to Stony Plain every weekend.
What a beautiful story.
It's really wicked, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wipe the smile off my face. That is such a good story.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Like, man, listen, Tanner just hit me with the phone at the perfect time because I'm kind of, like, in my happy space right now, so I can't think of another question. But Tanner has a bunch for the Max City Minute. And as far as sponsors are concerned, we're just going to throw it to an awkward video. Or we're going to have an awkward pause, and they're going to watch a video of myself in a suit. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day, But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
All right, and we're back. Funny thing about that course, Tanner, is it's long gone. By the time this video is out, it's like 3 weeks out.
I already thought about it before we even put it in. I was like, why is he doing this?
I just put it in to be funny.
Yeah,
I just think it's awesome. Yeah. So if there's anybody at home who wants to do one of those courses, by all means, reach out and we will put on another course if there's more interest. So
we should like film a video of you saying, put your ad here.
That's right.
Something a little bit more topical.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
So we have a video of a course that I literally just finished doing on interview prep. And so it's a commercial that basically says, hey, if you're interested in doing this course, you should come and do it. But the course is long gone. And by the time this video comes out, even more so. So right. It's an ongoing joke with myself and Tanner. We're just going to keep playing it for a while.
Stupid.
So, I love that story.
So, do you want me to ask my questions?
Oh, shucks. Yeah, sorry, man. I was going to jump right back into that romantic story. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Okay, question number one. What is your favorite lesson you've learned from your journey through the Imagination Library?
I guess, that's a tricky one. I guess I'm just really, I was actually shockingly surprised at the numbers of poverty and the low-income families in Fort McMurray that this program really benefits.
Right.
I didn't realize that those numbers were so high
and
that the impact was there of needing the program so much, you know. I'm blessed to come from an income that's not a problem. I could go to the bookstore and buy my child a book every month, but I still don't.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? Or having these books that have gone through like an intense screening process
for
professionals that, you know, like this book is
appropriate
to their age and everything. So just having that guideline. And I love that the program is open from A to Z for any family.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just on the low end of the scale, the high end of the scale. Like, any family can benefit from it.
That's right.
And, but yeah, if back to the question, the impact would be, I was shocked at the numbers that how important the program is needed here. It is, you know?
Facts.
Question number two. What is one story that you've read from the Imaginary Library that you've enjoyed the most?
So my kids like to read the same book, especially my second daughter. She's very like routine habit.
Right.
She likes to read the same book all over and over and over again. But she's definitely on a long kick of the Hungry Caterpillar because it's one that she now has like memorized, right?
So okay.
We've been on that stretch for a few months now.
Nice. It's crazy when they memorize a book.
It is pretty cool.
Because I thought for a while Keegan learned how to read when he was like two. Going on here? Is he the smartest kid in the world? Can he read? I'm just like, nah, he just memorized.
But the memory is amazing. Like, and so we've even now started to kind of change it up and get the books. She has Alexa in her room, so we'll put them on the book. Like, the Alexa will read the book.
Right.
Now she'll, like, flip through and then even to see. Like, oh, let me know, like, if she knows when to actually flip the page and stuff.
That's right.
And it's pretty cool how.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Yeah.
Question number three. If you could live inside one of the many books you've read, what book world would you want to live in?
Love that question.
Thank you.
That is a hard one. Let me think.
Any book. It doesn't have to be from the Imaginary Library. Imagination, I guess, is real.
Yeah. Facts.
That's like
there's too many options.
Yeah, there's so many. Like
a book world that I'd like to live in. That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
Can be anything from like Curious George all the way up to Hunger Games to whatever book world. Think of movies based off books, maybe. Those worlds count.
You know what I'm going to pick?
What are you going to pick?
Super random, but it's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm living where the Care Bears live. I'm living up in the clouds. Seems like a friendly place.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it seems like the only place you could be outshined.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, my positivity would be like at the low end.
Yeah, you are a Care Bear.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. I take that as a huge compliment.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like, I would really need to think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
Question number four. What is one moment you had in Fort McMurray that made it feel like home?
Definitely, like, probably having my children here. Yeah, like, yeah. The whole experience. The nurses and the doctors at the hospital here are, like, phenomenal. I guess I never had kids in any other city, but my sister did and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, like,
yeah.
I can't even explain.
They were on it's another level. And from what I've heard from other family and friends who've had kids in different areas, even within Canada and Alberta, it's not the same.
It's not the same. And I guess it's like they just deliver so many.
That's right.
That they just.
That's right.
It's true. Like they
I forget for a while there, it was like 100 babies a month.
Yeah.
Like it got nuts.
Yeah.
So they just knew what to do, but they didn't like treat you like you were just another number. Like they knew how to support you emotionally, physically. Oh, hey, you're gonna need this orange juice, Dad. Why? You seem like a guy who's gonna faint. I'm like, you know what? Good call. Yeah. So
I remember saying to the nurse with my oldest, like, do you have kids? And she was like, no. What? Like,
I know.
And she'd been through it, but she's done it so many times.
That's right.
And even when I thanked the doctor after, he was like, don't thank me. Like,
that's right.
I just the movie star that walks in and hands you the baby. But, like, they do it all, and it's
facts.
True.
Big shout out to the nurses in Fort McMurray.
Amazing.
Yep.
And your final question. What do you think is the most overlooked reason that Fort McMurray is a great place to live?
I think it's just not visited enough. People don't, they just don't know.
That's right.
Like, including myself, I didn't come here until I was, I don't know, how old I was, but
we won't get ourselves on the show.
But I didn't know. Like, I thought it was just this little gas station and a little corner store, and then sites and camps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so I think it's just not. I mean, rightfully so. People aren't gonna come here to tour, like go on vacation, I guess. But
that's right.
They really could.
They could, yeah. No, we just need to promote it. Like we said, like.
Those have been your five questions. You good today?
Alright? I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just excited. It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's beautiful outside. The only downside today is like I didn't get to drive Ruby here this morning, but I'm gonna be picking her up in a few minutes.
And you're kind of sucking with my workflow over here, but
So no, it is beautiful from the ski hill to Mac Island to Vista Ridge to like the Birchwood Trails, all of the trails in Fort McMurray. It's just there's nonstop beauty around you and things to do. And what I found out by doing this show, like myself and Tanner are both born and raised here in Fort McMurray.
Awesome.
And so I thought I knew everything that was going on in Fort Mac. Yeah. Like, I was like, man, I know everything. I know everybody. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Like, doing this show has allowed me to find out so much about, like, the local businesses and not-for-profits and just other quirky individuals that live in the community and do stuff.
Right.
That I'm just, like, every day I'm constantly learning something new about the community and how awesome it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because even I was here for how many years, so I didn't have kids, so I didn't know.
That's right.
Like you have kids, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, so there's just so many things like that, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly it. So with the Imagination Library, is there anything upcoming that you guys are trying to promote?
We do have a few exciting fundraisers that we're trying to promote.
Yeah.
I do think, too, that there is a lack of knowledge on the fact of, like, people think, well, doesn't Dolly Parton pay for the Imagination Library? So Dolly Parton pays for a large portion of operations and the database that we use, which is millions. I mean, we're close to sending over 40,000 books a month in Canada.
Yeah.
It's just in Canada. So, like, that's insane. That's a lot of cost right there. And we're lucky enough to get the books at such a low price.
Yeah.
$3.55, I think, about it is right now for each book. Yeah. I mean, you can't even barely mail a book right now for that.
Right.
That's book and mailing, right?
Right.
So that's a blessing. However, we are sending like 2,100 books per month.
That's right.
So times $3.55, like that's
adds
a lot
up
of funds too, right?
A lot of funds, a lot of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. But the one good thing is, like, I tell people, every cent that you donate is directly going to the books and mailing, directly to our children in Wood Buffalo. You know what I mean? Which is pretty cool. Like, a lot of other places obviously have the overhead and stuff, which is understandable, but that's where we're lucky that we don't have all of that.
That's right.
So we do have the Shawbirdies for Kids fundraiser coming up, where it's you text Kids133 to 30333.
Yeah.
And we will have that on our Facebook page running for the the month of July.
Yeah.
And then you text that number, that will donate $10.
Yeah.
You donate $10. And Shaw will match that with another $10. Shaw Birdie for Kids will match with another $10. So your $10 turns into $30.
That's right.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a great one. And then we also have a new thing on the go. My kids have been begging me to have a lemonade stand.
Right.
And I've been procrastinating. So my oldest daughter knows. She said to me one day, "Mom, like, what if we have a lemonade stand and we donate the money to the Magic Shop?" Because she knows it'll suck me in.
That's right.
So anyways, I was like, good idea. So then we started thinking about it and brainstorming. And so I'm in the process of building a lemonade stand, and we're going to have a traveling lemonade stand.
There you go.
So kids can sign up to have their own lemonade stand at their house, and then they can donate the funds to the Imagination Library. And right now, when we donate it through Shawbirdies for Kids, then it will get matched up to 50%.
That's right.
So that's awesome way to grow, grow the money, and it also helps get kids involved.
That's right.
Because I know a lot of our fundraisers, so it's the adults doing everything and stuff, and what kid doesn't love to have a lemonade stand?
That's right.
So that'll be a fun one for the summer. And we are also hoping to have a few barbecues out at Greg Wire.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So those will be great.
A lot going on then.
Yeah. And then we also have a 50-50 cash raffle on the go right now. The draw will be July 1st, so there's only 2 days left to get in on that.
Okay.
And that is also on the Facebook page.
Cool.
The link.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago when we filmed at the keg, we had a QR code that popped up randomly on the screen so people could click in to donate to your thing. So we're all trying to help.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sweet. Well, listen, Tanner hit his watch, so that means we're out of time for today. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, and lights. Have fun.
Awesome. just give a shout-out to Julianne, I guess. I mean, she rocks the show. With this program, her love and passion for the Imagination Library is really what fires us all up and what keeps me going. To be honest, if it was up to me, I would have probably thrown the towel in a while ago.
Right.
Funding is not easy, but she just plugs through and gets us all fired up, and her love and passion for the program is something I really admire.
Cool. There you go. Great shout out. So anyways, all done. So you killed it. Feel free to come back as many times as you want, just to chat with me and Tanner. Tell us more about your romantic first meeting. I have a lot more details I'm interested in. Or if you're promoting the Imagination Library, we'd love to have you back again.
Sounds great.
Sweet.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?